Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Worlds Elsewhere, Journeys Around Shakespeare's Globe, by Andrew Dixon. Narrated by Andrew Dixon.
As Jane Austen says in Mansfield Park, Shakespeare one gets acquainted with without knowing how. It is part of an Englishman's constitution. Or, as Shakespeare put it, in Coriolanus, there is a world elsewhere. Prologue. The theatre was packed, people jostling for position. As I watched, three men detached themselves from the crowd and began slowly to climb the steps. A ripple of applause washed over them as they came up onto the stage. Acknowledging it, they glanced around, surprised, bemused to find themselves here in the flat grey light of an English summer afternoon. They were decently dressed, if perhaps a little shabby. Long Parahan tunics in grey and mud brown, loose trousers, jackets, rubber sandals. Orange security lanyards flapped at their necks. They carried bags. One had a rug slung across his arm. They looked fresh off the plane and dusty with tiredness. They settled themselves down, cross-legged, on one side of the stage. Ceremonially, the rug was laid out. The carry-on bags disgorged a series of unlikely objects. A small drum, a case of wooden flutes, a much larger rug. One of the men unzipped what looked like a violin case and produced an Afghan lute, the colour of fresh honey, bristling.